Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Next week, the Pope will be on a pastoral journey to Africa, visiting both Cameroon and Angola in that order, as he mentioned himself on Sunday after praying the Angelus.
La settimana Ventura dal 17 al 23 marzo mi recherò in Africa, prima in Cameroon e quindi in Angola, per manifestare la concreta vicinanza mia e di tutta la Chiesa ai cristiani.
What I'd like to do now is bring you a collage of voices looking ahead to the Holy Father's first journey to Africa, beginning precisely with a general comment on this year for Africa, during which in the autumn a General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, focusing on Africa, will be held in the Vatican. I asked a Superior General of the Society of African Missions, Father Kieran O'Reilly, to comment on this.
Yes, it is the year for the Synod, so it's a great year for Africa, in fact, and it's a great year because the Holy Father is visiting Africa for the first time, and also the preparations for the Synod deals with the whole area of reconciliation and justice, and it's one of the key areas for Africa's future, that unless matters and issues of justice are properly dealt with and reconciliation is put in train, then there is very little hope of long-term peace. That if long-term peace is going to be established throughout Africa, the Church has a huge role to play in this as an agent of reconciliation and as a person or a group of people in our local churches who can bring forward issues and matters surrounding justice and peace. So I think it's a great year for and a great challenge for Africa, and I think everybody has great hopes for the Synod, which will be held here in October.
And now why not go over to Cameroon, where Irene Morikanche, Deputy Managing Editor of the Cameroon Tribune, gives us a taste of the mood on the eve of the Pope's arrival there on the 17th of March.
To start with, I would say Cameroonians are honoured by the choice of Cameroon as the first country in which the Pope would set his feet on the African continent. We are more honored again because this is the third papal visit to Cameroon. It shows that Cameroon holds a place of choice. The country has been in preparations at all levels. The Christians have been busy praying for the success of the event at the level of the state, because it's also a state visit. Everything has been put in place to make sure that everything goes on hitch-free. The communication side of the event is being coordinated by the Minister of Communication. So at all the levels, be it at the level of the state, the level of the church, everything is being put in place to make sure that the visit is a great success.
From Cameroon, we go over to Angola. For this, we join Angolan and Divine Word missionary Father Stanisław Chinekase on the General Council of his order, who sets the stage for us.
How do you feel about Pope Benedict going to Angola?
You know, it was a surprise for us, for everybody there, but it's also a blessing, no? It's also a privilege. No? I know that the people are preparing very much, all the diocese, their delegation, people officially organized by the diocese to go to Rwanda. Some people will go on a private basis to Rwanda. So it will be certainly for Angola to boost also the presence of the church, to revitalize Catholics, but also for all other Angolan people of goodwill, it will be a blessing for them.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.